This recording, Bangladesh 15, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you'd only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Well, I was born in Khulna, then later on brought up in Satkhira. Oh, my mom actually transferred from Khulna to Satkhira, so you know, I had to move with her. Satkhira is not that much far from Khulna, probably a 2.5 hour bus journey. So being brought up in village, I've learned a lot of things, to be honest. First of all, I've seen it closely how the daily earners work, what they actually do in a day, what they do for their living. I've seen it all closely. Like, you know, I'm familiar to them. Khulna actually has a variety of food options. You know, we have the every single Bengali dishes that you can think of. You know, literally everything. Starting from the Guru Kala Bhuna, then there is the Chujaler Guru Mangsho, then there is, you know, the different type of bhortas, literally everything. You know, I can't name them all right now, but we have everything. Guru Kala Bhuna is my favorite. Like, you know, this is on another level. People actually visit Khulna, first of all, for our food. Then secondly, for the Khanjanali Bridge, which is known as the Rupsha Bridge. This bridge is the longest bridge in Khulna district. And then we also have the Sheikh Abu Nasser Cricket Stadium, which is the which hosts international cricket matches. I've been there twice, to be honest, if I'm not wrong. So we have everything, like, you know, the Khulna University. We have the Kuwait, which is known as the Engineering University. So we have everything, like, starting from the food, then the education system, the transportation, all are proper.
Amar priyo khela cricket. Amar pochonder khabar chicken biryani.